The following program is rated M and is considered best suited for mature audiences. Please be advised that this program may contain adult themes, sexual situations, violent content, and/or strong language that is not suitable for listeners under the age of 17. Please take this into consideration before listening.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to Dream Realm Showcase, where we showcase both new and old stories produced by Dream Realm Enterprises. Here we present tales of wonder, tales of suspense, tales of fantasy and science fiction, and even tales of horror and comedy. You will find all sorts of stories here. This time, we are showcasing what we like to refer to as a supernatural western called Dead River, which was written by Vince Staden. Something wicked is coming to Dead River, and the folks of that quiet frontier town will never be the same again, because the fate of certain souls that inhabit that little town will fall into the hands of the supernatural world. And now, Dead River.
One always called Dead River. It used to be folk called it Hope Town, on account of the gold supposed to be found in the hills due north. Never was any gold, but there surely was hope. But then the cholera came. Damn near killed everybody. When they fished the bodies out of the water, that's when Hopetown became Dead River.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt rebuke thy neighbor, and not bear sin because of him.
That's good, Wade. Very good.
I ain't getting no faster at reading, Nellie. I'm just still as slow as a dumb mule.
Slow and sure. You're improving all the time. Trust me.
Some of these words just sound funny. Like they ain't got no real meaning. I ain't never gonna know how to write 'em.
All words have meaning, Wade.
Deputy Browning. Deputy, you gotta come quick. Sheriff's in trouble, real bad.
Where?
East of the river. Them crazy Hudson brothers got him pinned down next to a wagon.
Stay here with Ellie. Take this. You ever used a shotgun?
Of course I have.
Lock the door. Anybody tries to get in, you shoot them.
Be careful.
What? Whoa. Whoa there.
Over here, Wade. Over here.
That you, Sheriff?
Yeah. You gotta get behind some cover fast. One of those Hudson brothers is real handy with a rifle.
You're telling me. I'm coming over. Cover me. Get anyone? I can't see nothing in this rain.
Don't think so, unless I got real lucky. Glad to see you, Deputy.
Likewise, Sheriff. How many you think? Who's the old engine sitting next to me, and why ain't he saying much?
Just the five Hudson boys. Most of them are stinking drunk, except the one with the rifle. He's the one I'd be cussing if I wasn't a God-fearing man. The old Cheyenne calls himself Dr. Dog. The reason he ain't saying nothing is lying over there in the dirt.
Damn! They killed a woman.
Ain't a woman. She's a 12-year-old girl. His daughter. They're all gonna get the rope if we could bring him in alive.
Bring him in alive? You thinking they'll surrender?
Don't sound like they're waving a white flag.
Jesus, the sky.
What?
She is with the spirits now.
What's he saying?
His daughter.
Spirits do protect us.
We're glad to hear it, Dr. Dog. We need all the help we could get.
You see, that got us the wrong dog. My the wrong dog.
Well, he ain't stupid enough to do it twice. You hear that, you filthy injun? Dr. Dog, you're the next dog to die.
We have to end this now.
Right. On your count.
Ain't never been no good with numbers. Just start shooting when I start shooting. Take the rifleman first.
That's what I figured.
Hudson, you and your brothers got one chance. Give yourselves up, or you're gonna die right here, right now.
That's real funny, Sheriff. How about this? Me and my boys kill you and your deputy first. Then we take care of that old redskin. Real slow.
Now! You hit?
In the leg. It's bad. Damn rifleman.
Can you walk?
I can ride.
Well, good enough. Dr. Dog?
Spirits protected me.
Sure they did.
We get them all? I know I got two. At least.
Well, we all got lucky. Only one left alive as far as I could tell. And he ain't gonna last long unless he gets to a doctor. And there ain't exactly too many of them around since the cholera.
You killed my brother. You're gonna die for that, Sheriff. You hear me?
I'm gonna kill you.
Speak of the devil. Hudson, give yourself up.
I'm gonna kill you, Sheriff. Your deputy, that stinking redskin. You're all gonna crawl for mercy. But first, I'm gonna take care of that pretty little daughter of yours. Gonna teach her a lesson she won't never forget.
You filthy animal.
Easy, easy there, deputy.
He's going after Ellie.
Well, he's wounded bad if he's still alive after all that lead you threw at him. You see or hear anything?
No. Guess I could have got him.
Only one way to be sure. I'm heading up there.
I'm coming with you.
You got a bullet in your leg. You ain't going nowhere.
I can help. Let me see the wound.
Well, it's nice of you to offer, Dr. Dog, but the deputy here needs a real doctor. That bullet's in deep, and he's losing blood.
I can stop the bleeding.
Hell, let him try, Sheriff.
Well, seeing as it was the good doctor's medicine got them Hudson boys drunk in the first place, I reckon he ought to be allowed the opportunity to make amends.
I will place my hand on the wound. It will hurt.
I got that right.
I will stop the bleeding and remove your pain. The pain takes wing, circles the sky, and you are free.
What the? The pain's gone. Sheriff, I can scarcely believe it, but I ain't no pain.
The blood's gone.
You're right. I ain't just stopped bleeding. All the blood is gone.
To take out bullet, you must come into wagon. Spirits wait there.
That's fine with me, Dr. Dog. I ain't seen no medicine like that in all my days. You some kind of witch doctor?
Hudson, he's still alive.
Oh, he's taking my horse.
Well, you'll have to ride with me. He's going after Ellie.
Morton, come away from that window. You're making me uneasy. Do you always have to be so grave?
Ain't no joking matter, Miss Wells.
No, Morton. I'm just as worried as you. Maybe more.
Miss Wells, there's a horse out there. Don't see no rider, just a big old white steed.
Let me see. That's Wade's horse.
A horse with no rider? Don't like it. I'm gonna take a look.
Be careful.
Careful's my business, Miss Wells. comes from spending my days burying the careless and the unlucky. Deputy Browning. Sheriff. Is that you?
Ain't no lawman right here. Jim Hudson's back in town. And I'm gonna get me a woman.
Let me go. Please let me go. You're hurting me.
You taste good.
You wounded. I can help you. Please, let go my arms. I can fix a bullet wound. My mama taught me. Please, you don't have to kill me.
Oh, shut up. I ain't gonna kill you. At least not till I've had me some fun.
Let her go.
Well. Sheriff Wells, glad you could join the party.
Let her go.
What if I don't?
I ain't never been no good with numbers, so I'm apologizing to you now in case I lose count and kill you before I get to three.
What?
One.
I swear, I'll kill him. I mean it, I'll...
Two.
Kill...
Three.
Daddy!
Sorry, Ellie. Never figured he'd shoot so good.
You got him, Daddy. Right through the eyes, same as always. Never be a faster gun than you. You hear me, Daddy? You stay with me now. Daddy? Daddy? My daddy, Sheriff Clancy Wells, was dying in my arms. He had hours to live at most. A bullet close to the heart is beyond saving. Or so I thought. Wade knew better. He wanted badly to come with me, but he was too weak to ride. I fixed up Morton best I could, and he helped me carry Daddy onto the little cart. Used to belong to Doc Russell. Then Wade told me the way to find Dr. Dog. I would have got lost for damn sure if I hadn't seen an eagle. A golden eagle, shining brightly in the night sky like a new star. I heard a voice say, "In an eagle there is all the wisdom of the world." I stopped looking at the ground and I followed the eagle. It led me to Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog looked to be as ancient as the moon, but he lifted my daddy without even breaking a sweat. I followed him into the medicine wagon. Into another world. Help him. He is dying.
Mahalo! The spirits are with us. Look.
I looked up from my daddy's body, and I saw Dr. Dog standing by a great white buffalo. Dr. Dog looked younger, stronger. He was wearing a headdress of many feathers.
Now, I make a fist.
Dr. Dog made a fist with his hand.
I push my fist into this dying man.
Dr. Dog pushed his fist into my daddy's chest.
I take out his heart.
Dr. Dog pulled out my daddy's heart. Dr. Dog put my daddy's heart into a medicine jar. I could see it through the glass, still beating. My daddy?
He will live.
What man can live without a heart?
White man.
Dr. Dog told me that the jar must always be kept safe, in a place only my daddy must know of. He warned me that my daddy would not be the same man I knew and loved. As long as his heart is safe, he will never die. Bullets might pass through his flesh, but the wounds will swiftly heal. The heart will beat in the medicine jar forever, unless the glass is smashed and the heart is punctured. This is the gift of the spirits.
You must leave now.
My daddy opened his eyes and sat up as if waking from a dream. Then he walked out of the spirit world. I followed him and left Dr. Dog dancing with the great white buffalo.
How long she been gone, you reckon?
4 hours, maybe. Thought you was asleep. Sound like you was having a bad dream. Way you was mumbling and muttering.
I dreamed of an eagle.
I've been looking out this window most of the night. I ain't seen nothing except a bright star. Strange, because I ain't seen it before. I finally figured it out. Ain't no star. It's an eagle.
That knock on the head must have hurt you bad, Morton. You're seeing things which ain't there.
You trying to tell me you ain't seen nothing strange today, Deputy?
Guess I ain't, if I'm honest.
I don't spook easy, son. Man spends his days dealing with the dead. Ain't got no business being fearful for no damn reason. But I gotta tell you, Deputy, I got a bad feeling in my gut. Something wicked is a-coming.
I've been feeling much the same thing.
My God.
Sheriff, I thought you... Where's Ellie?
Shut up.
We don't mean no harm, Sheriff.
I told you, shut your damn mouth. If I have to say it again, I'll kill you. Undertaker, make yourself useful. I need a spade.
Sure thing, Sheriff. I got one on my horse round back.
Show me. You even think about following me, I'll put a bullet in your other leg. If you're lucky.
Dr. Dog told me that my daddy wouldn't be the same.
Ellie! What happened, Ellie? What's he gonna do?
Lost his soul. He's going to bury his heart. I didn't sleep much that night, and I was glad, because I was afraid to dream. Wade had slept downstairs by the door, a shotgun in his hands. Wade! Wake up, Wade.
Ellie, what time is it?
A few hours past dawn. Brought you some coffee.
Thank you. Where is he?
He hasn't come back.
We ought to look for him.
Let me get that bullet out of your leg. Then you can rest easy. I'll go looking for him. I fixed Wade's leg like my mama showed me. I left him sleeping again. Then I went looking for the man who used to be my daddy. Found him in Big Annie's saloon.
Reckoned you'd show sooner. Your pa's in the corner. Drunk himself to sleep.
He been in any trouble, Annie?
He ain't been nothing but trouble. Bad trouble at that. Used to be he came in here. Wasn't for the whiskey of my girls. Used to calm folk down. Break up a fight. Stop the cheating at the poker tables. Well, he sure ain't like that now.
What happened?
You want a drink, hon? You're gonna need one.
I don't drink liquor, Annie. Please. What's my daddy done?
He rolled in middle of the night, covered in dirt. Thought he'd come on sheriff's business. But he just grabbed the first girl he saw and dragged her upstairs. When she came down, crying, she told me he wanted another girl. Worked his way through each and every one of them. They all came down in tears. But that ain't the worst of it.
I'm sorry. Go on, please.
Hope you don't mind me having myself another drink. I'm scared he's gonna wake up meaner than before. Your pa must have worked himself up a mighty thirst. When he finally came down to the saloon, He said this here bar proceeded to damn near drink me dry. Boys in here was afraid of him, kept quiet. Except one poor fool had himself a belly full of whiskey.
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff! Heck of an appetite you got there. Must be missing your wife, Bayon.
Shut up, you damn fool!
What did you say, boy?
He's just drunk, Sheriff. Honest. You pay him no attention now.
That's right, Sheriff. I had a bit too much whiskey for my boots. Ain't not nearly enough loving. Just like you, huh? Oh, my.
Big Annie, go tell Morton to start digging.
Oh, yeah. Now hold on there, Sheriff.
Ain't no need for that, Sheriff.
Sure there is.
4! That's 4 men I've killed since sunup. I'm developing a real itchy finger. So listen up, you sons of bitches. Anybody wants to be number 5, I'd be more than happy to oblige. Now, Big Annie, pour me another drink.
My God, what have I done?
You ain't done nothing, Ellie. It's your pa who's taking a murdering in cold blood. Since he's wearing a badge, ain't a damn thing nobody can do about it.
That ain't so, Big Annie.
Wade!
He ain't the only one wearing a badge. I got one pinned over my heart. It means I'm the one gotta do something.
Wade, you should be resting.
I rested long enough, Ellie. I heard what Big Annie said. Sheriff killed a man.
You think you can go up against the sheriff? You're either stupid or crazy. Either way, you'll end up dead.
Big Annie's right. He's not the same as he was before last night.
I gotta try, Ellie. Was me who told you to take him to Dr. Dog when we should have let him die.
He'll kill you, Wade!
I gotta try. Lord, be with me. Wake up, Sheriff.
You gonna kill me, Deputy Browning?
I don't want to kill you, Sheriff. Hell, I ain't so sure you'll die anyway. And you killed a man for no good reason. Day you deputized me, you made me swear on this star that I'd uphold the law. And that's what I'm doing, Sheriff. I'm taking you in.
You're a real pain in the ass, Deputy. Go ahead. Shoot me. Won't make no difference. Just make sure you pull the trigger before I put a bullet in Ellie over there.
You'd shoot Ellie? You'd kill your own daughter?
Sure. Never could cook for shit. What the hell use is she?
What kind of... What the hell have you become?
Heartless. You reckon you're faster than me, Deputy?
Ain't never considered it.
Sure you have. Tell you what. We'll go outside, you and me, and we'll finish this. How's that sound to you, Deputy?
You give me your word? You won't harm nobody else?
Cross my heart. You have my word.
Then that's fine by me. You go first.
There are many dead here in this place.
The hell? Damn, Dr. Dog, don't go creeping up on folk like that. Damn near gave me a heart attack.
How many will you bury today?
Too many. This one's that poor old fellow the sheriff killed last night. Ain't much room to dig many more here. I already got to dig too close to the graves of the folks I already buried. That one there, next to where I'm digging up, belongs to the sheriff's poor wife. Dirt looks fresh here where I'm digging. Reckon the coyotes must have got into this patch. Listen to me jabbering on, always do when I'm fretting about something. Guess I should be more like you, Dr. Dog, and keep my damn mouth shut. Dr. Dog? Dr. Dog? Some bitch gone again. Comes and goes like the damn wind.
Sheriff Clancy Wells and Deputy Wade Browning, the two men I loved most in the world, stepped out of Big Annie's and walked down Main Street to kill each other. All down the street, folk peered through windows, their eyes wide with the fear of death, just like how it was when the cholera came. And just like back then, I could hear, carried on the wind, the sound of Morton digging another grave. We have to stop Wade! Daddy'll kill him!
Man's mind's made up like that. Ain't no stopping him.
If I knew where Daddy had buried the medicine jar, I could break it, kill his heart!
You ain't talking sense, Ellie Wells.
It's my fault, Big Annie. It's all my fault. Oh, I can't watch. I won't watch Wade die!
That's far enough, I reckon. Unless you want to keep walking and get the hell out of Dead River.
I ain't leaving here till we settle this.
You always was too damn stupid to listen to me. You ready?
I'm ready.
When the clock strikes the hour, we draw.
That's what I figured.
Never was a faster gun than my daddy. But Wade was nearly his equal.
Dirt looks fresh here when I'm digging. The hell? My God.
My daddy had buried his heart next to the one thing he loved most in this world. My mama. Wade's bullet hit my daddy in the chest, exactly where his heart used to be. But it didn't kill him.
Oh! Ow! Oh!
Ah! The history books will say that Deputy Wade Browning killed Sheriff Clancy Wells with a single bullet from his peacemaker. Won't be the first time that the history books will be just plain wrong. The man who killed my daddy was John Morton, Undertaker to the town of Dead River, and the weapon he used was a rusty old spade cut through my daddy's heart. I didn't cry for him. I shed my tears over Wade. Wade. I'm so sorry, Wade. It's all my fault.
Had to do it, Ellie. Had to do the right thing.
I know, my darling. I heard a wagon rolling down Main Street and I thought it would be Morton, come to take the bodies away for burying. Wasn't Morton, it was Dr. Dog. I was afraid he would stop, and I was glad he didn't. The medicine wagon kept going, rolling down the street, out of Dead River.
You have just heard Dead River here on Showcase, which was written by Vince Staden, and which featured in the cast, in order of appearance, Sally Wiggett as Ellie Wells, Shane Harris as Deputy Wade Browning, Dennis Mason as John Morton the Undertaker, Ron Smith as Sheriff Clancy Wells, Jeff Niles as Dr. Dog, and Jed Hudson. Captain John Tadzriak as Dalton, and Rachel Carruthers as Big Annie. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, with additional material provided by FirstCom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The producer was Kyle Borns. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. This story was originally presented as part of the anthology series, The Realm Weaver, which was also created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2008, all rights reserved. This has been Jeff Niles for Dream Realm Showcase. Join us next time for another incredible story.
You've been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.